The Youth's Instructor, October 27, 1892. Words to the Young. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. We have been bought with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish. What a price is this! Unparalleled, infinite. But though Christ has bought us and invites us to come to Him, still the world holds out its attractions to us and strives for the mastery. Shall love for God or love for the world triumph in the conflict? Satan and his evil angels are watching at every avenue leading to the human heart, seeking to force souls to accept evil suggestions. The enemy presents bribes to win us to the world, as he presented bribes to Christ in the wilderness of temptation. Unless we depend upon a power out of and above ourselves, the enemy will succeed in accomplishing our ruin. But in looking to Jesus, by studying his life and character, by earnestly desiring to be like him, our minds will be balanced in the right direction, that we may overcome selfishness and choose a course of righteousness. Looking unto Jesus, we shall hear a voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." If any man will come after me, now the conditions, let him deny himself and take up his cross, which cuts directly across the natural inclinations, and follow me. Who will turn away from every worldly attraction, from earthly enterprises that promise great gain and selfish gratification, and count all things but loss, if he may win Christ? Winning Christ, we win everything. Jesus says he will be in us a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. I appeal to the youth. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. There is a necessity for a decided choice, for Jesus said, "Ye cannot serve God and mammon." No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He who is mighty in counsel speaks to you. Will you hear his voice? Will you obey his words? Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." He invites you to step upon new and higher ground than that which you have occupied in the past. If your heart is filled with love to Christ, it will be demonstrated that he is stronger than the passions which have ruled you, whose indulgence have undermined noble impulses and left the soul to the mercy of Satan's temptations. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. The world is under the most solemn obligation to render to the Lord Jesus his purchased possession, soul, body, and spirit. But because the people of the world ignore their responsibility to God and refuse to accept the great gift of salvation, they are not excused from their obligation to be faithful servants of Christ. In serving their own lust, they make it manifest that they are not subject to the rule of Christ, but day by day are robbing God of that which is his due. They refuse to be the children of Christ, and choose rather to be the slaves of Satan. In astonishment at their blindness, we reiterate the words of the Apostle, "Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth?" Christ invites the sinner to come to him. With what loving entreaties he follows the sinner! When the heart of the sinner is touched, he yields his will to God's will, and selfish inclination is no longer the controlling power. For the slavery of Satan is broken, and the soul brought into subjection to Christ. Impressed with the sense of the Savior's long-suffering, forbearance, compassion, and measureless love, the repenting soul is deeply conscious of his own unworthiness and guilt. He yields his will to the will of God and longs to reveal his loyalty to Christ, watching for opportunities to speak forth his goodness and love. He sees in Jesus matchless charms, and his heart is captivated. He has tasted of the love of Christ, and the gratitude of his heart is expressed in speaking to those who do not know the goodness of the Lord. He becomes a partaker of the divine nature.